Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Today we talk about injury subjects. Every week we talk about injury subjects. We help injured victims. Brad Pollock, Gary Bell, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been helping injured victims put their lives back together again for over 30 years. You can put our experience to work for you. You come see us, you get a free initial consultation, and you get a free legal game plan. We packed our 30-plus years of experience into the game plan. It's all to benefit you, the injured victim, just like these shows are, to give you information, education, so that you know what to do, what not to do, what forms to sign, what's necessary, what's legal, how insurance companies try to beat you and defeat you. And by the way, we're still in the middle right now of those of our series on how insurance companies try to beat you, the ABCs of how they try to beat your injury claim, defeat your injury claim. But you know, you can put our legal game plan to work for you. What is a legal game plan? We got asked that question on the air last week. A legal game plan, it goes to liability, it goes to how the accident happened, and it goes to how are you going to prove your damages? How are you going to prove your injuries? What are you going to do? And it goes to how are you going to put your life back together again for the rest of your life, for you and your family? It's that important. We've been doing this for years. We're glad to do it. We're glad to share this information. For example, if you're injured by a drunk driver and that goes to the liability phase of the case, that's a different legal game plan as to liability. You have to have a legal game plan as to liability, meaning who's at fault? How do you prove it? What do you do? How do you recover? Also, legal game plan on your injuries. Do you need neurological help? Different game plan. Have you been brain injured? Different game plan. Do you have a concussion? Different game plan. Are you going to need surgery in the future? Same thing, different game plan. Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they're separate, but they're all for the benefit of you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And you know, anytime, anywhere, from the comfort of your own computer, phone, laptop, it doesn't matter, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information loader website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, today's show. We're in the middle of our sequel series on the ABCs of how insurance companies try to beat your injury claim, defeat your injury claim, pay you nothing or next to nothing, and mitigate your damages for you involuntarily. Try to pay you nothing. All right, so we're talking about, we've built up to the fact that you've had the accident. We've covered what you do before the accident, what you do at the scene of the accident, how you handle the witnesses, how you handle the police, what that's all about, insurance coverages even before an accident happens. Now, you've been in an accident. The EMTs have been called. They're there on the scene. Now, Brad, you know, as well as I do, we've gone through this a million times. They're going to come up and ask you, the injured victim, you know, do you want, they're going to give you an assessment. You can refuse, but the insurance company is going to use that against you if you refuse, and especially if you think, well, you're just going to get better later, and then they're going to ask if you want to go to the hospital. Sometimes they insist on it. Sometimes the police officers insist on it, but many times, Brad, they sort of give you an option, and you don't go, and that's the first thing the insurance company tries to use against you.
It is. The insurance companies will take different tactics, of course, but one of the first things they're going to say is if you didn't need an ambulance right then, you couldn't have been hurt. There's no allowance for adrenaline. There's no allowance for the fact that sometimes these injuries surface later on. They can surface up to a week later, if not longer. They you don't realize you're hurt, or the bumps and bruises, you don't think they're really a problem, or the headache you think will go away. You don't realize you've got the TMJ problem. You don't realize you've got that neck problem or a disc problem. It's you know, you feel some tingling, but you just got bumped around and hit around in an accident. So you're thinking this is part of what goes with the territory. You tell yourself and convince yourself you're going to be okay. And because you convince yourself you're going to be okay, you say, I don't really need to go to the hospital. Nobody ever likes to go to the emergency room. Nobody likes to go to the hospital. Nobody really likes to go to the doctor. Now, I think the only thing people like to go to less is maybe the dentist. But, you know, so they don't go. They, you know, I got things to do. When you get hit in an accident, that I can tell you you're going somewhere that you intended to be at a certain time. So when you're going to miss that, you're already upset you're getting delayed. If you're thinking, well, I can get there late and still be okay, or you've got other things on your plate, a lot of times you just hope and think that terrible headache or that terrible feeling you've got in your neck is going to go away. that's not what defense lawyers and insurance companies use it for. They use that to say, it wasn't bad enough. You weren't hurt. It was minor. You're faking. You really didn't have any injuries. You weren't hurting at all. If you had any kind of pain at all, you'd have rushed to the hospital and you'd have been at the hospital right away to have them take care of you. And they know, the insurance companies know, most of the time the hospital is going to observe you, maybe take some tests, have you talk to a doctor, and they're going to say, go back home and get an appointment with your PCP if it persists. But they will use it in a heartbeat to say you weren't hurt if you don't rush to the doctor.
Exactly. You know, and they go through the litany of symptoms. And if you do go to the emergency room, as we said before, you need to make sure that you report all of your symptoms to the doctors, because many times, even when you report them all, as good as the doctors are, they sometimes miss or don't put it in the report, or it's not in the records. Or they might give you a primary diagnosis like a neck injury or neck cervical strain or sprain. Initial, go see your doctor. But they might not mention the foot. They might not mention the wrist. It wasn't that significant, they thought, when you came in. They wanted to concentrate on the most prevalent injury, and they're always worried about the neck and the cervical area because they're always worried about spinal cord. But you must understand that when you refuse the ambulance, they're going to use it against you. Conversely, Brad, when they go to the emergency room, then there are records created, and then they go through those, and their intent, the insurance company's intent, is to find items in the emergency room records that do not support what you're claiming now. And I just covered part of that. So you must report all of your symptoms if you go to the emergency room, and if you have any doubts, you must take yourself to the emergency room. You know, people don't have to ride an ambulance if they're feeling that way, but I can't tell you how many times, and Brad can't tell you how many times, people have come in to see us and they thought I was okay at the scene of the accident. I told the police officer, yeah, I think I'm okay. So they write down no injury, and you refuse the EMTs, you refuse the ambulance, you refuse the ER, and then the next morning you can't hardly get out of bed, and there's substantial symptoms. But the insurance companies try to look at and use the fact that you only reported or there was only recorded three symptoms or two symptoms to the emergency room, when now you say you have eight symptoms on different parts of the body.
You know, and it's like this, you know, I'm going to tell you. According to the insurance companies and according to the defense lawyers, and yeah, the defense lawyers are out there, I'm sorry to say it, but according to them, according to the defense doctors, according to these doctors that they sent them to the do IMEs, C.J. Anderson, and I don't know if any of you realize, but the football player C.J. Anderson didn't really tear his meniscus in the football game on a certain play. Because you know why? He got back up and he played the rest of the game. And then he reported the injury later on. But he really didn't hurt himself in the football game because you know why? He didn't report it immediately. He didn't run to the hospital. He didn't run to the emergency room. He didn't run do all this stuff. He didn't even say much after the game. He didn't do it, folks, because according to them, unless you crumple yourself right there and go running to the hospital and have them immediately say you've got an injury, by gosh, you didn't do it.
Right, and when you're saying that, you're saying what the insurance company and their lawyers do on the attack and what they say on the attack, because they say you really weren't injured, you played the rest of the game. Okay, so in the car accident, you really weren't injured, you didn't go to the emergency room, and then you didn't go to a follow-up doctor for 2 or 3 days or a week or 4 days. You went back to work, you did your normal work, there weren't any restrictions on your work, and on and on and on. And so you must understand this, and we don't ever preach to make anything up. We don't do that in our law firm, but you must report and you must treat the very legitimate, serious symptoms that you have. And even though you think it's minor, maybe the doctor's examining your cervical, your neck area in the emergency room, and your left arm is hurting, you got numbness and tingling, and you think, well, that might just go away and doesn't get on the record, then they're going to try to use that against you.
Right. You're not being a baby when you go take care of these things. You're just being a person who's taking care of yourself. And the whole idea is to take care of yourself. And the whole idea is to make sure you get to the doctors, make sure you get to the emergency room, make sure you get to the doctors the next day if the pain persists or if the new pain comes on and you realize I'm hurt. If when you wake up the next day and you're in terrible pain, you got to get to the hospital. A week, you got to get to your doctor. And this idea a lot of times where you say, okay, I got hurt and I called up and made an appointment with my doctor. And the first time I could see my doctor was 2 weeks in or 3 weeks in. And so it's 3 weeks before you get to the doctor. They're going to use that against you because they're going to say, it couldn't have been that bad. You were able to go through your daily life. You were able to do the things you normally do. And you were able to function and you didn't see a need to run down to urgent care or to the emergency room. Now, hand in hand with this, I want to make sure everybody understands hand in hand with this, is making sure you have MedPay. Or because a lot of you are going to say, well, I can't afford it. The expense, the emergency room expense is just terrible. I can't pay for this kind of stuff. And even when you have your own insurance, a lot of times you've got deductibles. So hand in hand is making sure you have MedPay that's going to pay for this first responder and for the emergency room care and for this care that you're going to be able to get down there and get yourself diagnosed. And if 99 times out of 100, the result is, and it's not this way, but if it was, okay, you're fine, you're just living through the bumps and bruises, go home and you'll be okay, that's better than being in the situation where you can't recover fair compensation for your injuries because you didn't get down there.
Right, and that's one way they attack it. So we've told you how they attack it even before the accident happens with regard to insurance coverages, insurance policies, and we also told you how to attack it. They attack the scene of the accident. And, you know, people have said to us, I got rear-ended. What do you mean they're going to blame me? I was sitting at a stoplight, dad stopped, and I got rear-ended. How are they going to blame me? And believe me, they're going to try. Believe me and believe Brad, they're going to try. And they do it every time. And sometimes they admit liability, and then they fight the injuries or damages. Okay, you know, you can go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You know what? If you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster, do you know what to do on the very first phone call? Well, we have a button there on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to our show on what to do with the very first phone call, what you need to know, what you need to know to do, and what you don't do. It's right there on our website. You can listen to it. Also, we got shows and buttons that you can hit on and listen to Concussion, and you can listen to the podcasts of any of these shows. You can also listen to the podcast of our live show that we do on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can go to our website and listen to it anytime. A podcast of this show and all of our shows are there as well. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have for years. We can help you put your life back together again with our free initial consultation and our free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been in our business together for over 35 years. We've helped injured victims put their lives back together again for that length of time. You can put our experience to work for you. We actually care about our clients. We care about the outcome. It's not just a factory mill. It's designed to give you the benefit of our years of experience. Our legal game plan We trademark protected it. It's a special game plan. It depends on how your accident happened. It depends on your injuries. It depends on your medical condition, your pre-existing conditions, and that's what you need. Simple as that. Okay, we're talking about the ABCs. We're in the middle of our series, how insurance companies try to defeat and beat your injury claim. We were talking about the emergency room. Should you go or not? And listen, if you don't go to the emergency room and you refuse it at the scene, and then a lot of people leave and they think, well, they're not feeling so good, and then at night they're not feeling so good, you can go to urgent care. It's another way to take care of this, what they call the fact that you refused medical treatment, you must not have been hurt, you're now making it all up, you're now a fraud, you're now this, you're now that, and that stops him from doing that. But let's talk about this, Brad. Once you get discharged from the emergency room, you know, they usually give, if you have a neck problem or a low back problem, they're obviously going to do their protocol to make sure that your spinal cord isn't compromised, you don't have a brain bleed, that sort of thing. But once they do, they're going to discharge you, and they normally call it a cervical sprain or strain. And that's what the insurance company seizes upon, those words, cervical sprain or strain, or lumbar, meaning low back sprain or strain. And that's just the doctor's initial diagnosis. They also tell you to go to your own PCP or doctor and follow up, and then they usually give you muscle relaxants and pain medication. But Brad, when you go to your own doctor, you got to be careful. People don't understand that if you got your PCP for years, that's one thing. But if you don't have a doctor, not every doctor is the same. And what I mean by that, some of these doctors, you don't know them, but they do insurance type work, a lot of it. But here you are at their doorstep, and they're not going to see things in any way that you're injured. Most of them, when they testify, we take their depositions, these from these so-called IMEs and independent medical examinations, try to say either you weren't injured or your injuries ought to be over in a couple of weeks.
Right. And so you want to be careful with that situation. And once again, you've got to understand your doctor. First of all, is your doctor well-versed or understanding of trauma-related injuries? There's a difference between a trauma-related injury and an injury that comes and bad health as a result of the flu or as a result of a cold or as a result of some other problem that you might have. Not all doctors are really that versed in trauma-related injuries. Secondly, you've got a number of doctors who make a lot of money by saying people aren't hurt. And you've got a lot of doctors who make a lot of money by working for insurance companies, and they're not going to change their stripes after they've developed that philosophy. You want to know what your doctor is all about. Is your doctor one who believes that people can get hurt? Does your doctor in accidents? Does your doctor understand the mechanism of injury? Does your doctor actually want to deal with getting on the stand and testifying and being involved in a case? Or can your doctor find something better by saying, well, you know, if I say you're better, I don't have to worry about getting on the stand. Is that a doctor who's compromising their own values or in their own position? No, they're saying what they believe. They're saying what they think is going to further their nest also and help them. And some of these doctors that make literally $500,000 to $1 million, if not more, dollars every year working for insurance company adjusters, insurance company defense lawyers, they're going to continue saying this, and they're not going to change. And if you get with a doctor like that, you could find yourself in significant trouble.
Right. So you need to know what you're doing. And by the way, you know, there are a lot of good doctors out there, just like there's a lot of good lawyers, but there's some very, very bad doctors, just like there's some very bad lawyers. It's just a fact of life. It's the way it is. But you don't want to be going to a doctor for treatment who is so biased, and some of them are so set in their ways and so highly paid by these insurance companies that you don't know about. And Brad was right. We found out over the years some of them make $500,000 to $1 million per insurance company to do these so-called IMEs, independent medical examinations, when there's nothing independent about it. And so you don't want to walk into their door, not know who they are, because they're going to write a record, and that's what they get paid for, to write a record that's not true, to write a record that minimizes your injuries. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Brad made a great point a minute ago. When you go to the hospital and you're in a trauma, you know, Brad, your point was well taken. Sometimes they call in the trauma team of doctors, the trauma team of nurses. That team wouldn't be called in if you went in there for food poisoning or if you went in for the flu, or if you went in there for a cough. It's a different situation. So not all doctors are the same. Not all attorneys are the same, obviously. And so that you need to understand that and know that. Now, we're not talking about making anything up. We're talking about somebody who actually cares about you, that can assess you honestly and assess your injuries honestly and get you the proper care and treatment, maybe even referral. Brad, let's talk about how these insurance companies attack you by either saying you undertreated or you're overtreated. It's one of our favorite subjects.
There's no winning with the insurance companies. They're going to get you in either which way. If you get a lot of treatment, they're going to say you've overtreated and you're just trying to build your case. If you're undertreated, they're going to say you failed to mitigate your damages. You didn't follow the doctor's orders, you could have had better treatment and you shouldn't be this hurt. You should have recovered. And once again, they can find doctors who will say either side of the coin. And they know what their doctors are going to say. They understand what's happening. The bottom line is that, you know, the first thing I try and tell people, and I think is very important, is when you have gone to a doctor, and the doctor starts giving you orders or directions or advice on how to treat, follow it. And if it's not working, get back to the doctor and say this isn't working. If it is working, go back to the doctor and say it is working. When doctors suggest certain things, get push a little bit more. Why are you, is this something you say I should be doing? Or are you just suggesting I try it and see if it works? How many times should I try it? What should I be doing? Because, you know, a doctor can look and say, well, try yoga or try a chiropractor or try physical therapy or try acupuncture. A lot of times we're left with these things of not knowing for sure if the doctor's ordered that or if the doctor is saying you must do this or if the doctor is just saying, look, you've got pains, you've got problems, and I can't put a finger on exactly how to resolve these things short of making you a zombie druggie who's doing nothing but walking around on drugs all the time. And so I'm telling you to try different things to see what might work for you. There's, once again, it's a very, very difficult process that you have to try and figure out what's going on. A lot of times you want lawyers helping you, but I'm going to tell you, lawyers should not be controlling the medical care. Lawyers should be talking to you about the same thing that, you know, and I think Gary, you and I both believe. It's our job to try to get people to doctors and get evaluations from people who are going to make our clients better.
Right.
To the greatest extent possible. That's why we will sometimes suggest doctors that we know are well-versed in medical care, we know they're versed in trauma-related injuries, and we know that they are very aggressive in recognizing the injury and trying to make you get better and working to get you better.
Right. You know, you got to get to the best doctors that's going to give you the best care. And if a lot of people that come into our office don't know doctors. They don't have a doctor. Some of them don't even have health insurance, and they don't think they can be helped, but they can be helped. You can get medical treatment with no health insurance. We've covered that before in a different show. You can listen to all these shows on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. You know, it's an information-loaded website. It's exactly why we do all these shows, to give you the information and the education. But back to the subject of overtreating versus undertreating. So, you know, they say to you, and we're going to cover here in a little bit how they attack the specialty, maybe like, as Brad said, chiropractor or acupuncture, but you overtreated or you're undertreated. They're never happy with the amount of treatment. They say, they look at your physical therapy records. You went to too many physical therapy appointments. You didn't need to go to that. That's what they say. You overtreated. The medical bills are too high. The medical bills are not reasonable and necessary. And then if you don't go, they're never happy with a happy medium. If you don't go, as Brad said a minute ago, then they say you didn't treat, you must not be hurt, or you went one time, or you went two times, and you never went back, or you went one time and two times, and there's this huge gap of a month or two or three that you didn't do anything, so that we're going to use that against you. And the inference is you're making things up. The inference is you're lying. The inference is that you're a fraud, and that's what they want the jury to believe. That's what they want to be paramount in your case. And so there's ways to approach this legitimately with good doctors that care about you. So this overtreatment, undertreatment situation is, and they always go after the attack on one or the other. Brad, let's talk a little bit about gaps of treatment, because they want to look at your medical records. They want to find a gap. And then how do they use this against you?
Well, once again, gaps in treatment are things that have turned into a dirty word in the legal business as far as defense lawyers are concerned, because what they do is anytime you have a gap, you have what they consider to be too long of a point of time between one treatment and the next treatment, especially if they can show that you missed an appointment or you canceled an appointment. They're going to say that's a gap in treatment, and that means to them one of two things. Either you're not really hurt, therefore you didn't go, or you're not doing the things necessary to make yourself better, and therefore we shouldn't help you because you won't help yourself. There's no allowance in their minds and in their lives, as far as they're concerned, for anything that's going on in your life, for any reason you might have delayed or you might not have gotten a gap in treatment. They sit with 20/20 hindsight and 20/20 judgment, and they use that 20/20 judgment, once again knowing that they can find doctors who are going to support them to say, you shouldn't have had these gaps. You should have had this kind of care. We're going to look at 20/20 hindsight. And they don't care about the fact that you know, you might have had something else going in your life. And if by chance you say, well, I skipped that one because I was feeling better, then they look and they say, well, you were better by that time. And anything that happened between the next appointment has to have, something else has to have caused your problem. It can't be from the accident. So you're done.
It's just like you said about C.J. Anderson, the running back for the Denver Broncos. That was a great point. He went back in the game. He couldn't have been hurt in the game or by the game because he went back in. He played. And it was delayed that he went to maybe a doctor in Los Angeles or California. And so since there was a delay and since there was he went back in the game and didn't appear, didn't look to be hurt, they used the same arguments against you. You can see how they set this up. This is why we do these shows. You need to be educated. You need to understand. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. Our offices, Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. Where do we do cases? All over the state of Colorado. You can contact us anytime. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and download one of our free ebooks there, Bell and Pollock, because we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do the show for you to educate you and to teach you. We give you the information. You can use our free initial consultation and our free legal game plan. If you've been injured, you can come see us. That part of this whole thing is free. It's an education for you. And I can't tell you how many clients have said, "Well, I didn't know all that." Thank you very much. championsofthepeople.com. Okay, today, Brad, let's give some takeaways on this this subject. We're in the middle of our series on the ABCs of how insurance companies defeat or try to defeat or beat your claim. So we talked about, you know, go to the emergency room. The real important part, wouldn't you say, Brad, of the takeaways of this thing, is you got to seek appropriate and fair medical treatment from doctors who actually care about you, who do not have an insurance agenda.
Right. That's exactly it. And you want to get to them when you start feeling the pain. It's nice to say you lived with the pain for a while, but when you have the pain, when you have the condition, when you have the concern, when you feel dizzy, when you don't feel right, get to the doctor, listen to what the doctor has to say. If the doctor isn't up to their game on being able to talk to you about what's happened to you and what might have happened and what you should look for and what specialist you go to, then get to another doctor. And you know what? Sometimes the other doctor you're going to get to is going to be a referral from a personal injury lawyer who knows and is acquainted with doctors who actually deal with trauma-related injuries and are going to try and get you to the best doctor who can actually identify what might or might not have happened to you.
Exactly. And you need the care that you need from a trauma-trained doctor and the conservative modalities of treatment. I can't tell you how important this is. Call us anytime, 303-795-5900, Bell and Pollock. Find us on the web at championsofthepeople.com. We're here for you, and we're covering injury subjects each week. Don't forget about our free e-books. You can get them from our website or a hard copy. We'll be mailed to you if you call our law firm. And why do we do all this? Because we are your champions of the people.